Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. There are new rules for New York public schools effective today. They're a little complicated, but the general intent is to keep more of them open by doing away with the two-case rule. Glenn Schuck, live in Midtown this morning to sort it all out. Glenn?
And Lee, good morning. And based on these new rules, now this is how it's going to play out. Only if four or more COVID cases in different classrooms, that's what's going to lead to the entire school being closed for 10 days. But under no other circumstance will that happen. Here's the mayor again explaining part of the new policy.
For individual classrooms, we'll still have a very strict closure rule. One confirmed case means going remote. After 10 days, the classroom comes back. For the entire school, if there are two cases or three cases in a week, that will lead to an increase in testing, but not a closure.
And the mayor says, Lee, this new system is based on CDC guidelines. Now, with something else that factors into this, fully vaccinated teachers are no longer going to have to isolate, even when classrooms do end up in quarantine. We've learned nearly half of the teachers in the system have now gotten vaccinated. In fact, older high school students also are starting to get vaccinated this week. So the system feels they're headed in the right direction. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here in Midtown.
New York public schools reopened today for the first time in more than a year. Masks, social distancing, and all the other usual protocols will be in effect, including turning off water fountains. Most people don't go down on the subway with the intent of getting punched or otherwise being attacked down there, but it's happening more and more lately with at least two more incidents over the weekend, as Samantha Liebman reports live from Brooklyn this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, both these attacks actually happened the afternoon of March 28th, but police just releasing the information now. One incident aboard a 4 train in Crown Heights. Police say a man randomly confronted a 22-year-old woman and punched her. He then took off at the Utica Avenue station. The other attack here at the Bay Ridge Avenue station, a 61-year-old man punched after asking the suspect to stop playing with a lighter on the platform. Riders here like Kevin alarmed.
That's crazy. Like, first off, why would you be playing with a freaking lighter? Like, you're underground, ain't like you go out to light up a cigarette, which is, last time I checked, illegal down here, so.
Now, according to the latest NYPD stats, transit crime is actually down more than 50% year-to-date over the same time last year. The police deploying more than 600 more officers to the subways in February to address rising crime concerns. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Bay Ridge.
Now that restaurants around the city are reopening, the number of rat complaints is soaring. Rat calls to 311 are up 80% from a year ago when restaurants were closed. There were more calls last month than there were in March of 2019, before any of this was even imagined. Rat experts say the rats are famished after a year of slim pickings. They're known to resort to cannibalism when things get tough. But now they've been seen ripping open trash bags in front of restaurants and otherwise helping themselves to the traditional rich dining options they have here in the city. No comment so far from the city Department of Health. The volcano that blew on the island of St. Vincent on Friday forced the evacuation of some 18,000 people. There is a relief effort underway in New York's Caribbean community.
The ash from the erupting volcano is so thick, the residents say it looks like a snowfall in New York. But unlike snow, the ash is extremely toxic. And so officials of the tiny island and other Caribbean leaders joined with Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams in asking for help. They need lots of medical supplies, including N95 masks. Howie Prince, the Consul General of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, said they need a military plane filled with supplies as soon as possible.
Water is of great demand. We require at least 110,000 cases of water. Food supply, perishable goods, is also in great demand.
Adams said he would speak with Governor Cuomo's office about getting a plane. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Winds at Brooklyn Borough Hall.
The priest in charge of Regis High School in Manhattan is reportedly out over claims of sexual misconduct. A letter sent to parents yesterday says the Reverend Daniel LaHart will be removed for cause based on the findings of an outside investigator who determined that Father LaHart engaged in inappropriate and unwelcome verbal and physical conduct of a sexual nature with adult members of the St. Regis community. The New York Post reports LaHart, age 59, has been on leave since February and that he declined an offer to take part in the investigation. The prestigious all-boys school on the Upper East Side counts Dr. Fauci among its alumni. A federal judge from New York was killed by a hit-and-run driver who ran up on a sidewalk in Boca Raton, Florida. Sandra Feuerstein was 75 years old. Melanie Leslie, dean of Cardozo Law School, was her friend.
She left an indelible impression on everyone that she met, and people are going to feel this loss for a long time. She won't be easily forgotten.
The driver, Nastasia Andrane Snape, reportedly told police she was Harry Potter. She's under arrest on suspicion of vehicular homicide. A six-year-old boy was also injured. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.